Hello, everyone. This is Andrew, and you're listening to another installment of BadMovies.org Radio. We're going to talk about Chosen Survivors, and the short version is this. Yay! We're going to survive the nuclear war!
Ah! Bats!
That really is the whole plot of the movie. So if you've been searching for years for that movie that has a bunch of people stuck in a bomb shelter and it's full of vampire bats, this is the film you've been looking for. So what really happens? A bunch of drug civilians get pulled out of a military helicopter, and they're shoved down a long line of soldiers and stuffed into this futuristic-looking elevator. Now, why the elevator has to look like that is beyond me. A manhole cover in the middle of the desert would work just fine, but instead we end up with this futuristic-looking elevator. Anyway, all the people are stuffed in the elevator and it starts going down, and then there's an obvious bomb explosion or massive atomic explosion that happens up above, and everybody in the elevator shuffles to the right, and then they fall to the left, and they're moaning because they're drugged, and this is all done in slow-mo. And I don't think doing it in slow-mo was a good idea. It looks ridiculous. When they get done, and they get to the bottom of the elevator, they stumble out because they're still drugged, and they find themselves in this futuristic bunker underground. Now, the bunker has these silver walls, and they did a pretty good job with this because what they use is some sort of silver material or silver fabric. And just every now and then, you can see where it's been bunched together when they were stapling it up or however they attach it to the walls of this place. But the attempt to make a futuristic, gleaming sheet metal bunker is a pretty good one. For a couple minutes, these people just flollop around because they're drugged. And what maniac throws drugged people into a place that has polished stone floors? People fall down. But after a bit, this one army major comes in. And he's shocked that they're all there because he understands why these people must have been stuffed into the bunker. It's because a nuclear war has wiped out human civilization. So, quite fortunately, this guy can give them a lot of the stuff that's missing, like, why are we drugged in a bunker?
Who are you?
Major Gordon Ellis, U.S. Army.
What are you doing here?
I am responsible for the maintenance of the computer and the life support systems in this complex.
How do you happen to be here now?
If it wasn't me, it would have been the officer that alternated with me.
Where exactly are we?
You are 1,758 feet underground, New Mexico.
So that's why these people are in a bunker under the desert of New Mexico. It's to ensure that mankind survives a nuclear war, which I'm all well and good for. I'm even okay with the pre-recorded messages that greet the Chosen Survivors every morning.
Good morning, Chosen Survivors. Good morning to the first day of the new world. I would like to begin by suggesting that you include on your agenda for today's activities a complete tour of your facility. The environmental system in which you are living is the most sophisticated and secure that modern technology could design. Learn what it has to offer in helping you to adjust. You will find that all the life support systems are fully automated, and they have built-in backup systems in the event anything malfunctions. The primary power supply is normally maintained by solar energy. But for the present, until the dust settles and the radiation level decreases, we are operating on a nuclear generator that normally supplies backup power.
See, this is where I'm not so okay with things, because why would you have an experimental fusion reactor to preserve the human race? Give me a good old-fashioned diesel generator or something like that. Anything I don't have to worry about it malfunctioning and causing more radioactivity in my bunker than there is up topside where the nuclear war happened. I want something I can fix with a hammer and duct tape. If your emergency supplies and plans do not involve duct tape, you are wrong. Duct tape saved my marriage. Get yourself some duct tape and stick it somewhere, because you're gonna need it. The Chosen Survivors' idyllic existence as some of the last people on Earth quickly takes a turn for the worse when they find out they have some unwelcome visitors. Desmodius rotundus, aka your run-of-the-mill vampire bat. When the people find out that the bunker complex is built inside of a cave system that is obviously infested with vampire bats, they're all a little concerned. In fact, one of them, and his name is Cousins, who is apparently some sort of big-shot businessman on the outside, goes completely ballistic. I think he actually wants to sue whoever's responsible, despite the fact that person has turned to ash or plasma or some other form of matter that cannot be represented in a court of law. Mr. Cousins has a problem getting along with everybody else anyway, especially when he's drunk.
I hate this place!
Let's keep it down, Cousins.
Don't you tell me what to do, you gold-mouthed freak. 10 years of training for one lousy year of glory, and what did it get you, huh?
A lousy little piece of gold to hang around your neck, and then they turn you out to pasture.
So how come he sent you down here? I'll tell you why he sent you down here. Because you're supposed to be a stud, that's what. You're nothing but a goddamn stud.
Hey, Mr. Cousins, why don't you go to bed?
Mays! You're crazier than anybody. You know that? I think you actually enjoy it down here. You are nuts up there, and you're nuts down here.
All right, here's the deal. I cannot stand Ray Cousins, and I think that was kind of the point of the character, but I would gladly grab that man and stake him out for the bats to eat. But when you get down to it, Cousins should not be in that bunker. I should not be in that bunker. In fact, most of the people in the bunker should not be in the bunker because I think they're all in their late 30s or 40s. And while that does give you a certain amount of experience, there's one major problem, which is making babies. That bunker should be full of people in their early 20s who have shown promise and some mental stability. If you want to have one or two older people, fine, make them the guys. Because, I'm sorry ladies, but eggs go stale, sperm is a renewable resource. Just ask any fertility scientist, male teenager, female porn star, etc. Oh, and while we're at it, the guy that Cousins insults by calling him a stud, you know, you're nothing but a stud, I have to ask, what's wrong with being the stud? Not too many people are going to be interested in the stock exchange after the bomb, but making babies is going to be high on the list. Pretty soon, these people are dealing with a major vampire bat infestation, and there are some great scenes in here, if you have a sense of humor about it. Like at one point, one of the women wakes up because there are vampire bats in her room, and Major Ellis charges in to her rescue, and the room's full of bats. And what does he do? He grabs a pillow off the bed and starts whacking the bats out of the air, which is pretty effective at killing the bats. And the other neat thing about this scene is if you look at it, you can tell that the actress is behind a sheet of plexiglass in the corner, so the bats can't actually get to her. But the guy playing Major Ellis, and I believe his name's Richard Jekyll, is in the room with the bats and beating them with a pillow. So it's awesome. Needless to say, a couple bats were probably harmed in the making of this movie. Mr. Cousins continues to get on everybody's nerves, especially because he comes up with this crazy conspiracy theory that the government purposely put the vampire bats down in the bunker with them.
Anybody who would subject human beings to this kind of torture has got to be sick. And I don't think anybody down here is sick. Maybe inside, yes, but not up here. And you better let this sink in, Mr. Cousins. Up above, you might have been a great big man, huh? You had a lot of money, you had a lot of power. Except there is no more up above. It's gone. Everyone up there is gone. They're wiped out.
And maybe I even lost more than you.
Now you get off my back. And you stay off my back because there's just you and me and 9 other people trying to stay alive down here. We're trying to make the best of a situation that could end up having us climbing the walls.
I'm going to do the best I can to see that that doesn't happen.
Now, damn it, you do the same thing.
I am completely with Major Ellis in that scene. Must resist the urge to kill one of the last humans. The thing that sucks is it turns out Cousins is right. This is just a test. The government built these bunkers, then said, you know what, we should make sure these will actually work if the world is wiped out by nuclear war. What does it matter if they work or not? If the only chance of mankind surviving a nuclear war is one of those bunkers, stuff the people in there and hope that it's not full of vampire bats. By the way, the government did not know about the vampire bats. That's just an added bonus. What the scientists wanted to check was if people would go crazy after sitting in a bunker for a couple of weeks. Since a rescue signal was sent and doesn't seem to be received by the people topside, and by the way, Major Ellis is not the one running the experiment in the bunker, the people decide they have to do something about the bats. And they try a couple of things, including everyone donating blood, coating a wire mesh cage with it, and then frying the bats with electricity. But what they probably should have done is take all that wire mesh and built bat mosquito netting for everybody's beds. Eventually, the complex is overrun with blood-sucking vampire bats, and only a couple of them are still alive when the army opens the doors. Which, by the way, was facilitated by the stud, the Olympic gold medal winner, climbing the elevator shaft to get help. Okay, we're wrapping up here, so let's go over a couple things we learned from this movie. First off, plexiglass and sedatives are a dangerous combination. Nuclear war is a major contributing factor to global warming. Stretch Armstrong is made of pureed vampire bat tongues. If you're trying to encourage reproduction, shag carpet is the way to go. There is one thing worse than an amateur electrician, a drunken amateur electrician. And finally, during the 1970s, the inventor of the spirograph sold electric meters to the government. Here's a couple things to watch for. 1. Look at the seats in the bunker. They don't look like they were built for humans. They look like they were made for human-sized aluminum cans. The one sketch where it's almost impossible not to make a dead parrot joke. Try to figure out why all the coffee tables have those uncomfortable-looking cones sitting on them. And finally, all of the low-light scenes in the bunker make the characters look a little bit like the people from Xanadu, which had me wondering if I would have liked Xanadu a lot more if it included vampire bats chasing around Olivia Newton-John and the other glowing blue people. Alright folks, that's it for this evening. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this BadMovies.org podcast, and I'll see you next time.